Well, joining us now is Jonathan Easley. He is a reporter with The Hill. Thank you for joining us on America's Radio News, Jonathan.
Hey, my pleasure.
And so help us understand what's going on. Obviously, this is a vast manhunt going on in the Waterton area. We've got Jokar on the loose. We've got Tamerlan is dead. What do you know about what's going on the scene?
It's still pretty chaotic. The Boston police had a press conference about an hour ago now where they said they were about 60 to 70% done with the canvassing they were doing of Waterton, and they said they were going to detonate another package in a neighborhood nearby at a house that they were interested in investigating as well. But right now it seems that they seem to have identified where they think the younger brother is holed up right now. But they've kind of pushed all the TV crews away. There's really not a clear shot into what exactly is going on. So it's a very fluid situation.
Yeah, we seem to get a bit of a conflicting report. On the one hand, as you said, you've got this building that was the big focus about 2 hours ago that has really been surrounded by the police media. They're being told to push back and no announcement. In fact, that you said at the press conference, an announcement that no arrest has been made. Meanwhile, the police are continuing this door-to-door search, and they're doing that about as quickly as they can. Is there any indication that they believe the suspect, that the younger brother Jokar isn't in fact in that building, and they're just doing the rest of the search as, you know, going on with the motions, or are they really unsure at this moment?
That's what's kind of confusing. I mean, it seems like if they had him pinpointed as to his whereabouts, that they'd be solely focused on that at this point. So it seems to kind of indicate that either maybe he's not, where reports are saying that he is, or that maybe the police are concerned that there are other accomplices involved. Earlier in the day, they stopped an Amtrak train in Connecticut that was on its way to New York because there was a person of interest they thought might be on that train trying to get out of town. The Amtrak just said that it was they looked at the train for about an hour and then let it keep going. The Boston police said that they were looking for a gray SUV, a Honda CRV, I think, but it was unclear as to whether the car was mobile or whether it had been abandoned. So there's kind of all these details coming out where it kind of makes it seem like there may be others that the police are interested in talking to, but there's been nothing confirmed about additional suspects at this point. But, yeah, you're right. It's kind of a conflicting scenario that we're looking at because it seems like if they knew where the younger brother was, that they would be solely focused on that.
Right, and the early indications seemed to be that SUV, the CRV, had been abandoned, that it was driven last night in connection with that carjacking in the Mercedes, and that the brothers later ditched that car, and maybe Jokar went on foot, that they had discovered it near the scene where they are there in Watertown now. But again, as you said, it's all unclear. Is there is the whole place pretty much still in lockdown, or is there any kind of return to normalcy there on the ground in Boston and Waterton?
It doesn't look like there's any sort of return to normalcy, but once again, it's a confusing situation. The police have asked everyone to stay inside. Boston and all these little surrounding metro areas are all still on lockdown. But then, like 3 hours ago, I think the Boston police said the taxis were up and running again. Even among the agencies on the ground there seems to be some confusion. But I think the bottom line is the streets, from what you can tell from all the news reports, look empty, and the police are telling everyone to stay inside. So, yeah. Kind of an unprecedented thing with Boston and all those surrounded areas completely locked down. And it's a ghost town right now.
Yeah, and all the all the evidence. I mean, I remember watching this movie made back in, you know, maybe 15 years ago or so, The Siege, and you see the city of New York just taken over with National Guard. And I got to be honest, that's what it looks like to me. I see these Humvees rolling around. You see armed guards and military personnel on the outside of them rolling through the streets and these, you know, high-powered guns that they're all carrying. And it's got to be a pretty terrifying scene for the people, the residents there, just not knowing what's going on, glued to their TVs and their radios and just trying to figure out, when is it safe for me to go out again?
No, you're right. I mean, earlier this morning they bust in. I think they said they have about 9,000 law enforcement officials on the ground right now. Seen different reports, but that seems to be the ballpark figure. And earlier this morning, they were bussing in just hundreds of law enforcement officials from surrounding areas, all decked out in body armor. And you're right, it's startling. You know, I don't think you get the full effect when you're seeing a news report, but if you're on the ground in Boston and there's a man walking around your neighborhood with an AR-15 or whatever powerful rifle they're using, these bomb squads with their fortified almost tanks that they're driving around the neighborhood, it must be an extremely unsettling experience.
Definitely not something that the people of Boston are all that accustomed to. Jonathan Easley from The Hill newspaper, my favorite D.C. publication. Thanks, Jonathan. We appreciate the time.